Time to take a look at the snowy weather here in Western New York with us, Tony Answeeney of the National Weather Service office here in Buffalo. All right, Tony, you were watching things overnight. What happened in terms of the snowfall around Western New York?
And we had some modest snow accumulations overnight here at the airport. Had about a couple inches down across the Boston Hills, had about 4 inches down there. The Chautauqua Ridge, about 4 inches down there. So generally pretty manageable overnight snowfall, but just enough to slicken up the roads for the early morning commute.
And what about that early morning commute? And as we move through the day, what can we expect in terms of the snowfall?
Well, we'll see a steady snowfall throughout the day today, and we'll see some additional accumulations. But this time of year, with the higher sun angle mid-March, it's difficult to accumulate the snow on the roadways. So we'll actually see road conditions improve through the day, even with a steady snowfall.
Well, that most certainly is an encouraging sign. I do see some notes there, here, though, about some stronger winds gusting through. What can we expect there?
Yeah, we'll see winds pick up out of the northwest today. So some of the more open and rural areas, there will be some blowing snow problems, reducing visibilities at times.
All right, so these advisories and warnings, it's a winter storm warning for the southern portion of our listening audience and a winter weather advisory for the northern portion of the audience. What about that? Can you break down what those areas can expect through, 2 o'clock Thursday morning?
Yeah, we're looking at total accumulations expected to be the heaviest over the higher elevations south and east of the Buffalo area, and that's why we have the winter storm warning there, probably looking at upwards of a foot there, and looking at lesser accumulations across the Niagara frontier, including the Buffalo metro area, of maybe an additional 3 to 6 inches. But keep in mind that most of the accumulation will be on the colder surfaces and not so much on the roadways.
Once again, that's welcome news for sure. And, you know, Tony, watching some of the national broadcasts last night, perhaps maybe overblowing things a little bit, but to already talk about maybe another system like this, another one of these nor'easter-impacted systems making its way through again in the coming days or weeks. What can you tell us about that looking forward?
Yeah, we've already had our third one in the last 2 weeks, and it looks like some of the latest models that we're looking at are supporting another coastal storm system forming Tuesday or Wednesday of next week, with some more significant impacts for the coastal areas of New England and possibly even into western and central New York. We'll just have to keep an eye on it.
And can you look just a little bit beyond that and find any good news for Western New York in terms of the weather? I know a lot of folks don't mind the extra snowfall here, but I also know that there are a few people that are getting just a little tired of it.
Well, it looks like we might get a brief warm-up by the weekend, maybe touching 40 degrees, but it does look like we're going to stay, unfortunately, in this colder-than-normal pattern for at least the next 1 to 2 weeks.
Well, then that means we'll have to be talking to you again hopefully very soon, Tony Answeeney of the National Weather Service. Thanks, thanks as always for your time.
Okay, Jay. Have a good day.